Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Beitzah Daf Vav Amud Aleph, about three quarters of the way down the Amud. Itmar, Efrach Shenolad B'Yom Tov. If a chick is hatched on Yom Tov, Rav Amar Asur, it's Mukseh, Ushmol Amar, V'Tem Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mutar, you may eat it. Rav Amar Asur, why? Because Muktzahu, because it didn't exist in the world before. Shmuel, Vitem Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so perhaps it's Shmuel, perhaps it's Rabbi Yochanan, has the position Mutar, Ho'il U'matir Atzmo B'Shchita, meaning, since you could shecht this thing, and therefore it'd be Mutar, therefore, and you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, therefore it's not Muktzah. Amar Rav Kahana Rav Asi L'Rav, so students asked Rav, B'chima Ben Zela Egel Shenolad B'Yom Tov, how come if a calf is born on Yom Tov, you may shecht it, and you may eat it? As opposed to this chick, because if, let's say, you were to shecht the mother and find the egel inside, the egel will be mutar without shechita. So then they challenged him again. What about a calf born of a treifa, where the shechita of the mother is not going to be matir it? So shatik Rav. Rav had no answer. I'm Rav Avitem, Rav Yosef. So three generations later, either Rav or Rav Yosef asked, my Tamashati Krav, why didn't Rav have an answer? Leimalu, he could have said, Huil Muchana Gavi Moli Klavim. After all, what are you allowed to do with a treifa? You're allowed to throw it to the dogs. So since the egel inside the treifa is also a treifa, therefore the egel should also be not muktza because you could throw it to the dogs. Amarle Abaye. Abaye turned to either Rav or Yosef, both of whom were his mentors. Hashta Muchana Adam Lavim Muchana Klavim, something which is considered Muchan, set aside and designated for use by humans, is not automatically set aside and designated for use by animals, fit for dogs on Yom Tov. None. We have the Mishnah in Shabbat Mechatrina Tadluin Lifnei HaBeima. You're allowed to cut gourds for an animal for food. V'tanivel Al Lifnei HaKlavim, or to cut up a dead animal to feed to the dogs. If you don't marry him, lo itan vela mera pesh Shabbat asura. Rabbi Yehuda says if the animal wasn't dead before Shabbat, meaning it died on Shabbat, then it's asur l'fishen amur muchan. It's not muchan. Okay, so therefore it's not muchan liklavim. Muchan liklavim mavi muchan ladam. So if it is ready for klavim, it should be muchan ladam. Here, this animal that died on Shabbat, when Shabbat started, was Muchan Ladam, was available for human use, and yet, when it died, we don't consider it Muchan Leklavim. Why would we flip it? So, Amar Le'in, Muchan Ladam, Lo'av Muchan Leklavim, he said, indeed, that which is fit for man is not fit for the dogs. D'may D'chaz Le'inish Lo'shari Le'klavim. That which he could use, he's not going to throw away. So the fact that it's Muchan Adam doesn't make it Muchan Leklavim, but Muchan Leklavim, Muchan Adam. But if it's fit for dogs, certainly fit for people. A person thinks about anything he could use. So if he sees something here that he had originally designated or was used for the animal, and then turns out he has a use for it, that's something he would think about. Okay, so those are the arguments. Now the support. Tanya Kavateh Rav, Tanya Kavateh Shmuel, V'Yitem Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright to supporting each position. Tanya Kavateh Rav, Egel Shnolad B'Yom Tov Mutar. If a calf is born on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. A frog Shnolad B'Yom Tov, Asur, but not a chick. My fresh bin Zel is Zem. The bright that goes on to say, why are they different? Zem Muchan Agavimo B'Shchita. The Egel is Muchan if you shecht the mother. So when it was in the stomach, it was already theoretically edible. Zem Muchan Agavimo, but the chick doesn't have that. Tanya Kavateh D'Shmuel, V'Tem Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright to supporting the other position. Egel Shnolad B'Yom Tov Mutar. If a calf is born on Yom Tov, is Mutar. V'Afroch Shnolad B'Yom Tov Mutar. And a chick hatched on Yom Tov is also Mutar. My Tama, what's the reason? Zem Muchan Agav Imo, V'Zem Matir Atzmo B'Shchita. The Egel is Matir Atzmo B'Shchita. Sorry, the Egel is Muchan Agav Imo, because the mother was shechted. And the reason that we originally preferred, which is that you could shecht the chick, and that's matir, that takes it out of the role of muktza. Tanu Rabbanan, Efrach Shnolad B'Yom Tov, Asur. So we have a brayta that says explicitly like Shmuel, Rabbeleiz Ben Yaakov Mer Af B'Chol Asur. You're not even allowed to eat such a thing during the week. Why? L'fi Shalom Patchu Einav. Because it hasn't yet opened its eyes, it's like it's not fully alive yet. K'man Az L'Hadetanya, L'Chol Asher Etzashor Etzal Ares, Rabbeleiz Ben Yaakov Mer Af B'Chol Asur. And we have a brayta on the Pasuk in Shmini. It says any creepy thing, and the Brayta interprets that in there to include even chicks that haven't yet opened their eyes. Come on, call those Ben Yaakov. That follows Rav Ben Yaakov, who says that that's still not an edible food. So Rav had this statement, kind of enigmatic, that an egg is finished when it comes out of the hen. My mitziyata nigmara. Now, we want to know what that means. Ila mitziyata nigmara muter lechalav chalav. You mean now it's no longer meat, and now it's a separate thing called an egg, and you can eat it with milk. But if it's inside the mother, the hen, you can't eat it with milk. If you shech the tari, a root chicken, a hen, and you find completed eggs inside, you could eat them with milk, which means they're already considered non-meaty. What Rav must have meant was that once it comes out, it's completely fine, and then you could eat it on Yom Tov. But what if you find it inside? It's not. If you shecht a hen and you find completed eggs inside, you could eat them on Yom Tov. Maybe it's telling, the Braita is not telling us something new, but something that we didn't have in our Mishnah. We have our Mishnah, there only machloket is one that's actually laid on Yom Tov. But if it's found inside the hand, if I call Shayan, everybody agrees it's mutar. So there's nothing new that Rav is teaching. Do you think Beit Hillel perhaps prohibits it even if it's found inside? So the reason that the Mishnah picked the case of one that's laid on Yom Tov is to show us how far Beit Shammai will go that even if it's laid on Yom Tov, it's mutar. Then who is the author of that Braita who says that you're allowed to eat those eggs on Yom Tov if they're found in the hen? Mani, lo Beit Shammai, it can't be Beit Shammai because they would even allow it if it was laid. For lo Beit Hillel, who would say it's prohibited? So it can't be that Beit Hillel says that's prohibited. Elas, what is Rav saying? Now it's not a kashrut issue. It's a zoological statement, which is that once it comes out, it now could become a chick. But inside the mother, it can't. The Mainafkina, so why tell us that? It has nothing to do with Yom Tov or Kashrut. It has to do with business. Right? And again, I have an example. Kehuda Amar Lehu, a fellow was walking around saying, Beid Pach Yalaman, who has eggs that are roasted, as it were? They gave him the eggs of a hen that was shechted. He came to Rabbi Yami, complaining he didn't get what he wanted. He said, indeed, you have a right to go back and demand your money back. Vahadar. Pshita. So it should be clear because that's not what he was asking for. Maybe he just meant he wanted eggs to eat. When he said the pachya, which could mean, we'll say Rashi reads it with a paya, which means like eggs that are coming from one that makes little chirping sounds. So that would mean an egg that could be fertilized. He said maybe we could interpret that what he meant pachya mishum detzrivan, because they make sounds when they're fried. So lamaynaf kamina. So then how would we then play it out? Lameitva lebeni veni, to just have the seller return him the difference in the price. Kamash Balan, that it is a full mekach tot. Another case, Ahud Amal, who beid the dachra laman, who has the eggs of a zachar, which would mean fertilized. Beid dachra laman. Yehavu le beid the safra miara. They brought him eggs that have been buried in the ground. Atak ben Rabbi Yamir, who mekach tot to vahara. Again, it's a mekach tot. Pshita, maudete mahai lachila kabaylu. Maybe he just wanted eggs to eat. Hadakam adach mishum neshamin and tvei. Maybe he just meant fat eggs. And then we would say, return the difference in price. Kamash Balan, it's a full mekach tot. Now let's go back to Rav. What did he mean? Meaning when a majority of the egg comes out, that's considered done. Let's say a majority of the egg came out before Yom Tov, and then went back in. It comes out, even Beit Hillel would agree you could eat it on Yom Tov. Perhaps Rav meant the opposite. It has to all come out, and not a majority. It's not good enough. And then it would be opposing Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, gufa. So we said earlier that if you shech the tarigolet and you find inside eggs that are completely done. Mutar lochlan bechalav. You can eat them with milk. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, imayum me'urot begidin, if they still have sinews on them, and they're tied in, asurot, you're not allowed to eat them with milk. Man tana lahadet tana rabbanan, so therefore who's the author of the following braita? Hochal ochal menivlat of tahor. Let's say you eat a regular chicken or another of tahor that died without shkita. Mina shalal shabetzim, from the area where the beitzim are held, minatzamot, from the bones, minagidin, from the sinews, minabasar, shnilash, minachai, or something that came off when it was alive, tahor. You're not tamei, is tumat nivlat of tahor. Minashkoso beitzim, but the area where the beitzim really held in, minakurkavan, minamiayin, from the stomach area, ushimcha, tachala, chela, vigmaom, or you melted the fat and chewed it, tamei. That's really called part of the basar. So Mantana Mishalal Shabetzim Tahor, who is the author of the first part? It says from the area around the Beitzim is considered to be Tahor. Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Yaakov, that opposes Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov Marim Hayum Arot Begidin Asurot. We said if the eggs were tied in, they're Asurot, which means they're still part of the meat, which means that is still part of the meat, and therefore if you were to eat that of a Nevela, you'd be Tameh. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov only meant it like the isur of eating, lo shchutav. Lian tuma, no, maybe he wouldn't extend it to tuma. Remember, tumat nivlat of tahor is a very questionable, difficult thing. So they got tumat beta blia. Chitem lian tuma namin igzor. Maybe we should extend the gzeira to tuma. Afushi tumehu. We don't extend and expand tuma. Afushi tumer rabbanon lo mafshinan. Generally, we don't add gzerot to make more tumah in the world. Mika damri mantan minashkol shabitzim tameh. The other version is that he asked who said the second half of the braita, that from the area right around where the beitzim are, that's considered meat. Yosef Rabbi Yaakov, that must be Rabbi Yaakov. According to this, Rabbi Yosef identified the author as Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi, my deshkol mehanach to tell you eshkol. Who says the eshkol is those that are hanging on the eshkol? Dil meshkol gufe. Maybe it means the real meat itself. Chitem eshkol gufe ma'ila memra. If that's the case, then why would you think anything but tamei? Why would you have to mention it? Midi dahave korkavan remeyain. Just like you mentioned the stomach and the craw. The alpha gav de basar ninu kiva de ika inshir lo achli. Even though it's considered meat, some people don't eat it. Eat star chlashvin. So you had to mention you're still tamei. It's still considered part of the meat. Some people don't eat that. Ashkol shel beitzim, and therefore you had to mention that it's still considered meat, and therefore you're tameh. Tana Rabbanan, side thing. Kol shetash mishol bayom nolad bayom. Things that generally cohabit during the day give birth during the day. Kol shetash b'layla and b'layla, same thing with night. Kol shetash b'yom b'layla, those who cohabit both day and night, nolad ben b'yom b'layla, they have their birth during day or night. What's that? Sutana goat. That's chickens. They lay eggs during the day. That's going to be an interesting application. What's that? Zu atalef. That's a bat. Day and night. Adam b'chol damilei. People or anything like that cohabit either day or night, and therefore they have children or are born either day or night. Okay, let's look at Amar. Koshen shem b'yom lo b'yom zutani gol at the main afkina. Why mention that? Lechad Rabbi Mari bereidu Rav Kahana. Mari bereidu Rav Kahana. Badak b'kinah shel tani gol at mer of Yom Tov. You went into the nest right before Yom Tov. L'matzaba beitza. You did not find an egg. L'machar ishkim matzaba beitza. You got up very early and got there before daylight and found an egg. Muteret. Why? Because we know that it must have been laid before Yom Tov started, because it wouldn't have been laid during the night, based on the principle we just presented. Havalo badak, you checked. Emar lo badak yafe efem. You must have not checked very well. Afilo badak yafe. Even if you did, emar yastar rubav v'chazor ahavai. Or maybe it's one of those cases like Rabbi Yochanan, where it went out, and when you were there checking, it had gone back in, and then it came out. That it could happen at night, as long as majority was laid during the day. Yosef and Shaul Amarav, Badak Bekinah Shel Tanigol, Erev Yom Tov, Latzav HaBeitzah, Machar Yishkim, Latzav HaBeitzah, Asura. He has the opposite ruling, that if you find the egg the next morning, it's Asur. Hatam B'desafna Me'ara. That's talking about an egg that had been kept in the ground. Hi'achid or Marinam Me'ma Me'ara D'safna. Maybe in that case also been kept in the ground. B'di'ika Zachar B'hadah. His case was talking about where there was a rooster nearby. And therefore, we're not going to consider this egg to be one of the safta meara, which could be late at night. Still, it might have been one that was kept in the ground. That the hen will not get it whatever it needs from the ground if there's a male around, if a rooster around. How far could he be to keep her from doing that? Rav Gamda Mishmei Derav, he said, Kol Hecha Deshama Kol Ebiyamama, anywhere where the hen could hear the rooster crowing during the day, if she's that distance, she will go to the rooster only. Avon Marv Mari Uvda Ad Shitin Bati. He wants Paskin Alacha with 60 houses away. There was a rooster, and he said we can assume the hen would only go to the rooster. V'ika Na Ralo Avra. But if there's a river, she wouldn't cross the river. V'ika Mabra. But if there's a bridge, Avra should go across. V'ika Meitzra. If there's a real boundary line, Lo Avra, she wouldn't cross that. Avi Uvda V'Avra Meitzra. There was a case where a chicken actually crossed. We could go into the old joke, but a chicken crossed the boundary. Mayu came to be a safta miara. So then we said, that must have been a safta miara. My ear ya badak, kilo badak nami. So now, what we said earlier, that the case was safta miara, and that's why it's asur. So why do you have to have the guy checking the night before? Even if he didn't check, it would be still the same thing. Kilo badak, imet molhave. Because if he didn't check, you could say maybe the egg was laid yesterday. It's a safek. So even if he did check, why don't we say maybe it went out and came back in like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan Shchech, the answer is that's a very uncommon thing, so we'll still apply and not consider a safek. We'll apply the Isur Drabanan and not use it on Yom Tov. A side issue that's only mentioned because Rabbi Yosef and Shaul, very, very rare to have him quoted in the Gemara and quoting Rav, so he said one other thing. If you have garlic which is rubbed off, that is sakana for gilui, vis-a-vis the issue of my migulim and the issue of an exposed vis-a-vis poison. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with the rest of Mishnah Aleph and then Mishnah Bet. We'll go back to the Mishnayot and study them, and then go back to Daf Zayin and Bet, where we will continue. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.